it is understandable and appropriate to lead this discussion now, how we can encourage and potentially think about mandatory vaccination within the European Union.
Maximum red alert. Unelected EU president calls for forced inoculations. UK, Australia, US also developing plans for forced injections.
Government is actively exploring the possibility of making vaccines mandatory. In an address to the nation last night, the president outlined that it will entail limiting access to certain locations and activities.
Chancellor Alexander Schallenberg has announced a full nationwide lockdown starting Monday, and it will become the first European country to make COVID-19 vaccines mandatory starting February.
Restrictions that we decided today will work if they are used appropriately and if we really use them to the fullest extent.
Government has announced a ban on the unvaccinated entering bars, restaurants and non-essential shops.
This is the situation we are confronted with, and it's also clear what we need to achieve first. Those who've not been vaccinated yet need to do so.
By the end of October, everyone 12 or older on a plane or train within Canada should be fully vaccinated.
This is martial law. This is how they roll it out ahead of the global financial collapse and the Great Reset. This is North Korea come to the land down under.
Good morning. We start with breaking news at a Darwin where three people have escaped from the Howard Springs COVID quarantine facility. Talia Saab is there for us. Talia, good morning. There's a search underway right now.
Yes, that's right, Davina. Good morning to you. We've been told the trio scaled the fence in the early hours of this morning. Police receiving reports around 4:40 a.m. Now, major police checkpoints have been set up around Howard Springs for the past several hours. As you can see in these pictures, they've been conducting thorough searches in car boots, checking vehicle registrations, cars and buses alike.
It's a $5,000 fine if what?
If you breach again.
If I walk out onto that path.
Without your mask on, for no reason, that's on the rule.
If I cross that yellow line,
saying that you've broken the rule,
I will be issued with a $5,000 fine.
That's correct.
So what did that experience make you think? Like, what was your feeling about being in that situation with those people in control of your every movement?
Oh, it's horrible. It's a horrible feeling. You feel like you're in prison. You feel like you've done something wrong. It's inhumane what they're doing. Like you are so small. They just overpower you and you're literally nothing. It's like you do what we say or you're in trouble. We'll lock you up for longer. Yeah. They were even threatening me that if I was to do
this
again,
in a prison.
We will extend your time
prison
in here.
And now it's being announced in Canada and the UK and New Zealand and Europe and here.
There's a couple of more tools in our quiver here, which include, for example, and which is something I've been advocating for, which is I don't think anyone should be allowed on an airplane, domestic or international, or a train, without being able to prove they've been vaccinated.
So you're going to see exoduses out of all the blue cities. You're going to see the further collapse of the U.S. That's their plan. But we still have to pull back. We can't take the shots. But that's still the plan. And then now finally coming after our children, to just destroy confidence in U.S. government institutions, destroy confidence in the FBI, the FDA, and then the UN and the globalists will come in as the saviors, talking about how it was wrong what our nation states did. This is all a plan to discredit our countries and collapse them. That's Klaus Schwab's own admissions. This is a life and death situation. Do you understand? It's all coming down now. Obama and Fauci creepily going up and helping hold little kids while they inject them with GMO garbage linked to massive death and illnesses that they know was going to happen. Tyranny's not coming. It's here. People with histories of knowingly killing foster children like they were lab rats in illegal experiments are now at schools with parents lined up to see Obama and see Fauci so they can hover over like the angels of death they are and get off on the sickness they're involved in. These are conscious, psychopathic, murdering killers. And I told you, pedophilia is only the entree to the larger feast that is killing our children en masse. It is just the first dinner, the hors d'oeuvre.
The report is live at band.video. Totalitarians mandate tyranny worldwide. Get it and share it now. Our 2021 Cyber Week specials end on Monday, December 6th. That means if you want store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and up to 50% off on our best-selling products like Prostaguard, you have to take advantage of it right now. We also have Vitamin Mineral Fusion sold out for months, back in stock, all the vitamins, all the minerals, the amino acids, so good for your immune system, your entire body. It's 40% off. DNA Force Plus, 40% off. The list goes on and on. Prostaguard with Saw Palmetto. It's not just good for your prostate, good for all your glands. It's 50% off, again, with free shipping. And some items are even above 50% off. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt, get water filtration, get air filtration. But whatever you do, do your shopping there with patriots that are fighting for all of our collective liberties together. If you shop at the big box stores, you deserve to be a slave. If you shop at InfoWars, you're part of the team fighting for liberty. God bless, and thanks for your support.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Fortune tanto vulnera, sila tipus ocellis. Fortu amici vulnera, sutra di prevenis.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
And now you see, I wasn't joking about all this coming for all those decades. I was warning you, because it was all in the UN documents. Sunday Live. UN is trying to get all children jabbed before mandatory vaccine campaign collapses. Now, ladies and gentlemen, again, I want to thank you all for joining us this evening. I don't know how long we'll be here. None of us do. But we are in the midst of a global corporate criminal takeover of the planet. Now, on Tuesday, after a federal court ordered the FDA to release the first little drip of hundreds of thousands of pages of documents, we reported on the first 30 pages of documents that came out. And those first 30 pages of documents were a total criminal admission of the FDA in just the first beginning of the so-called vaccine for COVID-19 with Pfizer, causing thousands of deaths. And that they confirmed and knew and covered it up. Well, guess what? Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, they're all censoring even medical doctors trying to link to those documents. I mean, they all deserve to go to prison. The executives, every single one of them. And the word is, Jack Dorsey, not saying the guy's a great guy, but he wouldn't go along with it, so he had to step down. Sunday Live, COVID-19 hysteria is a psychological warfare weapon launched by the Davos Group to conquer Earth. The Davos Group is the public manifestation of the corporate fascist. I'm going to lay all of this out tonight. And Congress is now, Representative Norman is demanding, I don't care if the FDA goes to federal court and doesn't want stuff released till 2077. I want it released in 1 month. And we're going to be going over all of that here tonight. But there is no debate. There is no discussion that we're being censored. There's no debate that the government documents and their own admissions are, this doesn't protect you. It erases your immune system. It makes you twice as likely to contract and even more likely to die what they call COVID-19. And that it was all a premeditated plan. So we are here in the middle of this now. Meanwhile, the deep state is pressing ahead on every front with not just lawfare and lawsuits and civil action, but criminal investigations by the Justice Department of basically every prominent talk show host you can imagine. They even start investigations on people's families. But even the lapdog grand juries in many cases will not indict who the feds order them to. But then, just like they couldn't get the FDA or the CDC boards to go along with these experimental shots, and then after that they couldn't get them to go along with experimental shots for children, they would just remove the boards and appoint people that would, and that's what's happening now with the grand juries. People say, well, how are you taking it, Jones? They're coming for you. They're coming for you. They're coming for everybody. I'm not worried about me. I'm worried about my family and my children. And that means your children as well, because we're all in this together. We're all on the same damn ship, sinking into the icy waters of tyranny. You better decide which side you're on. And the sooner we wake up and say no to this, the better. It's still going to be rough. They've already committed to a lot of tyranny. They've already put things into motion that are hard to stop. But the longer we go, the worse it's going to get for almost everybody, except for maybe 1/1,000,000th of a percent. I mean, maybe a few hundred globalists, if they could depopulate the earth and create a Shangri-La for themselves and merge with, you know, Silicon and live forever. I mean, maybe if that pipe dream's real, maybe it's good for them. But it sure as hell isn't good for 7.5 billion people. And it's going to become very evident soon to even the most dumbed down people that a predatory system's attacking them and that the government's been hijacked and taken control of. They plan to do the bait and switch, though, to go, oh, that's the U.S. government. That was capitalism did that. Klaus Schwab brags they're going to blame their great reset crisis they trigger on the existing institutions. Then they'll order those institutions they control to march out and attack the public. The public will destroy those institutions, and now the globalists come in to a failed state they control. That is the equation. That is the plan. So we have this headline by Tucker Carlson. It's a very important 14-minute breakdown. It's on InfoWars.com. Tucker Carlson, tyranny is coming unless someone stops Democrats' COVID power grab. Now, that headline's almost accurate. We know, you know, Tucker's doing the best he can. But it really is. Tyranny's already here. You're already in the frying pan. It's already set up to 5. It's going up to 10 if we don't get out of it quick, and we're going to be cooked. Our goose is in the oven. The question is, can we get it out of there before it's cooked? The goose isn't cooked yet, but we're in the oven, baby. We still have the power to open it and get out. Doesn't mean we're not burned. Doesn't mean it doesn't hurt. Doesn't mean we have to lick our wounds. But our eyes are going to roll back on our heads real soon, and it's going to be bye-bye time. And I mean bye-bye to fixing things peacefully, bye-bye to civilization as you know it, and hi, hello to billions dead, which is the designed globalist collapse of civilization that the Davos Group is the front group for, the Bilderberg Group, admitting it's their plan. And it's not like I just showed up now and said, oh, that's what's going on with all this, and it makes sense to people. I made films. I wrote books. I documented it decades ago off their own plans. We're here. All over the world, they're announcing forced inoculations. You know, I've known John Bowne. He's worked here more than 10 years. And I've never seen him put out a report as powerful as he put out today that's on Band.Out Video. And you know why it's so powerful? Because of the time we live in, just like my broadcasts are more powerful than they've ever been. It's not me. It's the time we live in. Totalitarians mandate tyranny worldwide. It's only 4 minutes, 55 seconds long. I suggest if you want to fix things and you don't want to be in a collapsed civilization, that you go get that and share it like your life depends on it. Because let me give you a little newsflash. It does. I know I'm in a flooding bulkhead and the water's rising. I know I'm captured. I know this is real. I've already dealt with that. I've already psychologically and spiritually prepared for it. The reason I want you to know all this is the only hope we've got is for everybody to get this understanding. Because I can tell you, 99% of people in the government, they don't know what's going down. 99% of people in the corporations, they don't know what's going down. Or if they do, they certainly are believing the official cover story of why all this is, you know, good in the end. They're not getting the big picture. But it's going to become rapidly apparent to them that they've been set up, they've been screwed over. And hopefully they don't just engage in pure, absolute, total Stockholm syndrome and just serve the system even more intensely, hoping somehow if they just lock everybody down and force inoculate everybody, the lockdowns will end. Because I've got Australia and Germany and Canada and Democrat-run states like Oregon in my stack right here saying, oh, this never ends. COVID's, quote, permanent. You'll always wear masks. They're permanent. And we're going to give you 6 shots a year. Now, I told you 20-something months ago it'd be 6 shots a year. It was in a damn Rockefeller document. And then Gates shot his mouth off. And that's just what they're planning currently. So this is it. This is toe-to-toe with the New World Order. And if you can't believe you're getting attacked and killed, you're going to get killed. If you admit you're under attack, don't accept it, don't comply, you're going to win. If they get the chains on us like they've done in Australia and Germany, we're going to go down. But as bad as America is, you notice, we're still the freest damn country on earth. Let's go ahead and take another...
Our 2021 Cyber Week specials end on Monday, December 6th. That means if you want store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and up to 50% off on our best-selling products like Prostaguard, you have to take advantage of it right now. We also have Vitamin Mineral Fusion sold out for months, back in stock, all the vitamins, all the minerals, the amino acids, so good for your immune system, your entire body, it's 40% off. DNA Force Plus, 40% off. The list goes on and on. Prostaguard with soft palmetto. It's not just good for your prostate, good for all your glands. It's 50% off, again, with free shipping. And some items are even above 50% off. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt, get water filtration, get air filtration. But whatever you do, do your shopping there with patriots that are fighting for all of our collective liberties together. If you shop at the big box stores, you deserve to be a slave. You shop at InfoWars, you're part of the team fighting for liberty. God bless, and thanks for your support.
The average person on the face of this incredible planet is still unaware that there's a war between free individuals and nation states on one side and the globalists on the other, who are literally trying to create a post-human world. From the United States to Brazil, and of course triggered by the Brexit in the UK, nations were pulling out of the private corporate fascist world government. That's why they launched their Great Reset. And their program after collapsing us of Build Back Better. This is nothing more than a top-down vertical consolidation of the world economy. And because they couldn't take our guns, and because we wouldn't bow, because the left, which is the ideology of this world government system, couldn't win, they released a biological weapon on us. Now we know, 2 years ago, we learned about it about 20 months ago. It's that simple. They can't beat us because of our free speech and our guns. So the global corporate combine released COVID-19, and you know the rest is history. Expose this paradigm, and we win.
Cobra Commander here with an important message to humanity. I have decided that all of you will take a special injection so that you will be safe. But the injection is not ready yet. And so, I need all of you to stay indoors for the next 15 days to flatten the curve. I also need you to wear masks, and I also need you to only shop at mega corporations. That way we can consolidate control and bankrupt the world economy, leaving companies that only I own profitable. You will then be my slaves. Oh, and then you'll get that special shot of venom from Cobra. It will remove your immune system, so you'll be dependent on me for the rest of your miserable lives.
UN-run contact tracers aren't coming. They're here. All over the world, from Australia to the United States, from Canada to Germany. These tyrants are tracking everything you do, everywhere you go, and then coming to your house and threatening, in some cases, actually taking people away into the night to their facilities. And they're planning in the next year to expand their shield process, where they come and take, quote, healthy people away and put them in facilities for their safety. This is nothing less than martial law. And one big thing you can do to fight back is to get high-quality Faraday cages, many of which are made here in America and are very compliant, meaning U.S. government military grade, at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the entire line of Silent Pocket ready to ship to you when you visit InfoWarsStore.com. Again, we have big backpacks. We have special dry bags. We've got them for cell phones. We've got them for laptops. We've got them for iPads. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. So protect your privacy today and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
Most of the major comets and asteroids have been discovered not by the radio telescopes of governments, not by the visual telescopes of governments or even universities, but by the millions of amateur astronomers out there. And I kind of use that as an analogy of this show. We've been studying the globalists, their plans for a long time. A lot of people before me were studying them. They were always obsessed with depopulation and world government and cashless societies to control people, but that was theoretical back then. They actually got control of the banking, got control of the currency, got control of society, and are now vertically integrating societies using these organized lockdowns they engage in and taking over the planet. And so now here we are. It's not theoretical anymore. We're living in it. So I saw the asteroid when it was out 50 million miles away. Well, now the asteroid's 1,000 miles away. In fact, pieces of it have already broken up before it got here, had some leading spurs, as they call them. Those are already hitting. This is the planned global deindustrialization. To understand this and how they're personally coming after myself and others, here's Roger Stone on Tucker Carlson talking about how the Secret Service, he believes, tried to set him up, and I agree with him.
Well, they would have prosecuted you?
I think I was being set up. I mean, here's the amazing thing, and that is I watched the president's speech from my hotel room at the Willard Hotel, and then there was a call on the house phone, and two agents from the Secret Service wanted to escort me to the Capitol. Now, I've been in politics for a long time. Secret Service doesn't do political chores. They never have. I would have gotten there had I left at that moment at the exact time that these folks broke into the Capitol. Now I know that my friends, Alex Jones and Ali Alexander, are approached by the Secret Service and asked if they want an escort to the Capitol at the same time. Had Alex Jones not stopped for a bathroom break, they would have gotten there just as the building was being penetrated. As it was, they got there afterwards, and you can see it. Jones jumps up on a chair with a bullhorn and says, "No, don't go in the building. Pull back. This is a peaceful demonstration." He tried to stop it, and that's a fact.
So do you think the Secret Service was involved? Trump's Secret Service was involved?
I don't know why else they would want to escort me to the Capitol where I had already decided not to go.
Why'd you decide not to go?
I don't know. It's an excellent question. I had a feeling. I had an intuition. I just did not want to go. I think that God was giving me a signal. I didn't go. By the way, they'll make fun of that, too, but that's the fact.
The January 6th committee has been an exercise in armed political intimidation. How did it start? You may have forgotten. Congress formed the committee after several members of the U.S. Capitol Police, the same people responsible for protecting members of Congress, anonymously commanded them to do it. So effectively, it was a ransom note. Prosecute our political opponents. That's an order from your bodyguards. Amazingly, they did it. So from the very first day, the January 6th committee was never about gathering information. Obviously, Congress already has the information. Nancy Pelosi knows exactly how many federal agents were in the crowd that day. She won't tell us. Pelosi could release thousands of hours of videotape evidence from January 6th. She refuses to do that. So whatever else this is, don't let them lie to you. This is not a fact-finding effort. This is a highly obvious attempt to punish critics of the Democratic Party. And for months, that's exactly what the committee has been doing. Using the pretext of January 6th, Biden's Justice Department has indicted former Trump advisor Steve Bannon. What? What was his crime exactly? Oh, talking about election fraud on a radio show. That's illegal now. Pelosi's January 6th committee had him arrested. Liz Cheney, by the way, who is being used as a Republican cover for all of this, stood back and watched it happen. Liz Cheney should be ashamed, but she's become far too degraded for shame, unfortunately. And Bannon, by the way, is not the only prominent Republican who might go to jail. The committee has now subpoenaed several former Trump advisors, as well as the fiance of another. They've even subpoenaed Roger Stone yet again. Where was Stone on January 6th? He was in a hotel room as the Capitol was being breached. He had literally nothing to do with it, but it doesn't matter. He's criticized Joe Biden. He could be going to jail again. Now the committee has decided to shut down one of the most popular journalists on the right, Alex Jones. Yes, journalist. Jones is often mocked for his flamboyance, but the truth is he has been a far better guide to reality in recent years. In other words, a far better journalist than, say, NBC News national security correspondent Ken Delanian or Margaret Brennan of CBS. Alex Jones never bought the Russia hoax, not for a second. And if Jones sat down with Tony Fauci, he would ask him real questions, just as journalists are supposed to do. He wouldn't just slobber all over him. But Alex Jones makes fun of Joe Biden, so the January 6th committee is threatening him with prison. Now, the irony here, and there are many layers of irony here, but the main one is that Alex Jones isn't simply innocent of inciting crime on January 6th. Alex Jones actively worked to prevent crimes from taking place on January 6th. We're not running interference for Alex Jones, and we're not guessing about it. We happen to know this for a fact because we looked into it in some detail for Patriot Purge. It's our three-part documentary series on Fox Nation. Here are the facts.
So the Republican Party, I just want them to hear this message. Look at this crowd. We are the people that you must represent or...
January the 6th was all about. It was just about making sure that if you called yourself a conservative, that you stood with the conservative movement. And unfortunately, it spiraled out of control. We coordinated with the U.S. Capitol Police nearly every day. A lot of people don't know that Stop the Steal actually had a permit on the Capitol grounds. So not the Capitol itself and not the Capitol Plaza, the Capitol grounds, Law 8, we had a permit. So let's just imagine this. 20 to 50,000 people inside the President's Park. We're sitting there at the very front. I'm dead center of the President, front row. A Trump campaign staffer walks up to me and says, you know, Ali, there are people leaving the overflow, and there are already tens of thousands of people at the U.S. Capitol. With your presence and the presence of Alex Jones, why don't you guys walk down Pennsylvania, gather people together,
we're coming, swamp creatures!
And then position them for your rally on Lot 8. I wasn't at the Capitol when it descended into chaos. And that's only by God's grace, because I was scheduled to be there. Secret Service let us out at a point where we would have been there when the first punch was thrown. And that's strange. The only reason that we weren't there is because we stopped and gave an impromptu speech.
We're building America up! We're here to take our rightful country back peacefully!
I get a text from the campaign that you should get there and de-escalate because things are not going well. So we started to approach the side of the Capitol where no protests had happened in November, no protests had happened in December. All I thought was, I need to get them to the other side, and I need to get them to Lot 8.
Let's march around to the other side!
And all we have equipped with are megaphones.
Yeah, let's not fight the police and get the system what they want!
Maybe 1,000 people are listening to us.
Come off the stands!
And 75 to 100,000 people there in front of us. And it was a very helpless feeling.
We need to not have the confrontation with the police. They're going to make that the story.
All right, folks, we're going to go to break and come back with all of the horrible vaccine poison news and the government suppressing it.
I have a question to ask you. Why would you spend your money this Christmas season to buy gifts for friends and family and loved ones with the establishment, with the big corporations that are dedicated to waging war on all of our freedoms and suppressing us and forcing medical tyranny on us? I've never backed down to tyranny. We've had incredible successes fighting them, thanks to your support. But now, as 2021 comes to a close, I want to encourage you now more than ever to support the truth. And you do that at InfoWarsStore.com. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points running right now, huge deals on Vitamin Mineral Fusion, and DNA Force Plus, and Lung Cleanse, and Turbo Force. And these are really amazing, high-quality products that also fund the InfoWar. The only way you fail is not taking action.
Climb to the top of the food chain with Alpha Power by InfoWars Life. For those who want to increase testosterone and energy levels, most men know that testosterone levels begin to decline starting around 30 at a rate of about 1 to 2% per year. This drop can show signs such as fatigue, low energy, low sex drive, and muscle loss. Alpha Power is packed with some of the most potent and clinically tested ingredients on the market. The secret is in the synergistic blend of ancient ingredients that have been concentrated into their most potent forms, including Uricoma longifolia, originally from Malaysia, Maca root from Peru, horny goat weed from China, and Tribulus from India. Reach your alpha male potential with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle today.
It's time to protect your privacy. It's time to come to grips with the fact that even though you don't have anything to hide, criminals, hackers, corporations, big tech, government are stealing all of your data and creating a map and a database of where you go and what you do. So in the future, under their globalist takeover, they can shut you down. Protecting your privacy, protecting your credit cards, protecting your bank accounts, protecting your photos, protecting everything that's on your phone is paramount. That's why everybody should visit InfoWarsStore.com. We're carrying a huge new line of very compliant, made in America products that have 100% reviews and are simply incredible. It's a 360 win. Protect your privacy and shop at InfoWars to support the overall InfoWar against the globalists, a true 360 win. Get your Faraday cages at InfoWarsStore.com. Check out the new line. It's amazing.
I've been fighting as hard as I can for almost 28 years against the globalists. I wanted to stop their agenda. I wanted to wake up the world and stop them dead in their tracks before they went operational. But we failed. Yes, a lot of people are awake. Yes, we're not getting caught flat-footed, but they are going ahead with their full operational deindustrialization, Great Reset. And that's why it's more important than ever that all viewers and all listeners tell everybody they know about the show, because people are ready to wake up and ready to hear the truth. So we've got to information warfare the enemy and try to stop their agenda, but we've also got to get personally prepared. And one of the number one things to do is high-quality, storable food. We've got the best food ready to ship at very affordable prices at InfoWarsStore.com. So whether it's a month or a six-month or a year supply or specialty diets, it's ready to ship right now. Lock your orders in before food prices go up and before there are long lines and waits, because believe me, serious times are coming. Get ready at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Get your motor running. Head out on the highway. Looking for adventure. And whatever comes our way.
Here at TV Viewer, we're showing you footage of Luxembourg, Germany, where thousands of people have broken through a vaccine checkpoint, not letting them into the, quote, Christmas market. This is the real rebellion against tyranny. This is the real human revolution, and we salute those people involved in civil disobedience. Now is the time, because what they can do in Germany today, they can do here tomorrow, and Germany's announced forced inoculation door-to-door on February 1st, if not, you go to a camp. As the Germans are putting people in camps again, when they, of course, are involved with the UN and the creation of COVID-19. I'm going to hit that information in this hour. The latest developments that are so important. And I was just playing some of the really powerful information that Tucker Carlson has to say. And I've got, if I have time, I'll play that next hour. Tucker Carlson, tyranny is coming unless someone stops Democrats' COVID power grab. But it's a UN worldwide Klaus Schwab Davos group power grab. And he knows that. He's just pointing out their political operation here in America, because he doesn't think the public is informed yet about who exactly is in control of it. He'll get there. Tucker's very good at bringing his audience along like nobody else does. Joe Rogan's a close second. But let's talk about another hero who has not minced words and who has, I'm not saying Tucker has, but who's really cut to the bone here. Vigano, Archbishop Vigano, who LifeSite has interviewed and who I'm very, very jealous of and who I'm trying to work on getting on. But regardless, there's almost no point in getting the Archbishop on because everything he says is so on target. I mean, nothing he says is wrong. It's dead on. So here's a Gateway Pundit article that I'm going to ask Jamie White, our great writer that's out there right now, to add the live show feed article today so that you can all go read it. Those who resist the New World Order will have the help and protection of God, Italian Archbishop Vigano says. You can say what you want about the Catholic Church or these institutions, but this guy's telling the truth. And Christ said that you judge a tree by its fruits. So I'm going to read to you some of the transcript of the interview that's linked in this article. Archbishop Vigano is the object of evil attacks by the mainstream media because he is a polar star of hope for those Catholics and even non-believers who have a thirst for justice and common sense in this upside-down world. The Archbishop shares the special message with us in the Gateway Pundit. And again, he speaks English, so you can go watch the video and hear the audio. There's both a radio and TV interview. I, you, and your twin brother Jim are in my prayers. The fact that you are being attacked by the system is proof that you are on the right side. Have perseverance and don't be intimidated. We're at war. We have to fight. That's what he's saying to the talk show host. Below are some of the comments from a recent interview published yesterday. When asked about being labeled a public enemy, Archbishop Vigano responded with the following. As I have previously noted, it is typical of any totalitarian regime to seek to delegitimize any and every form of dissent. At first, by ridiculing the adversary, making him the object of derision so as to discredit him before the eyes of the public opinion. Then after delegitimizing the person as pathological or in need of psychiatric care, suggesting that the adversary is mentally unstable, who should be hospitalized in a mental institution. Finally, the process ends with the complete criminalization of all dissenters. In this way, the regime creates the necessary premise to separate all its adversaries from civil society. When asked about spies attending masses of priests who warn their congregations about the perils of COVID vaccines, the Archbishop replies, this is happening. I've got articles of British and U.S. doctors being fired that just even question it, even though they're reading real science. I think that every priest has a right, or rather the duty. That's right. It's not a right, folks. It's all a duty. I don't care what you are, priest, Christian, non-Christian. If you're on the side of life, you better fight this. I think that every priest has the right, or rather the duty, to warn his faithful about the real danger, not at all merely hypothetical, represented by the inculcation of this experimental medical product. It's an inculcation. It's a total takeover of society. This is especially the case when the entire psycho-pandemic farce clearly aims to lead towards the establishment of a dictatorship whose purpose is to control the citizens through a violation of their constitutional and natural rights under the guise of a health emergency. At another point, the Archbishop warned about the preparation that took place before the pandemic. Oh, absolutely, totally staged. The operation required meticulous preparation and needed the participation of large parts of the public institutions and the private sectors, including the complicity of the judiciary, of law enforcement, and the media. These combined efforts are a real coup d'etat, and the pandemic is a pretext, the prophesis through which it introduced, I guess that's the proboscis, the needle, through which it introduced the seemingly inevitable and inevitability of the violation of fundamental rights and the consequent establishment of the totalitarian regime of the new order. In this new order, the pandemic superstition reigns supreme. It's a new religion. With its magicians, its vaccine temples, its irrational rituals, and its excommunications of sinners, to be avoided or to be shunned. Those who do not agree or give up their reason even before apostatizing from their faith in order to embrace this insane ideological madness. By the way, their own internal documents, the deep state admits this is the new religion, the medical tyranny, that you're dirty, you're bad, but they give you the sacrament that makes you safe, that actually kills you. In response to the New World Order, he says, the New World Order is neither new nor order. It represents the foolish ambitions of Satan to overthrow the providential plan of God, to cancel the true religion that leads to eternal salvation, and finally to replace the ordo of the Christian with infernal chaos. In this disorder, the lie replaces the truth, and justice and abuse of power replace justice, whim instead of obedience to the law of God, death instead of life, illness instead of health, legitimization of evil, and the condemnation of good, the persecution of good people and the praising of evil ones, ignorance in the place of culture and wisdom, ugliness and horror instead of beauty, division and hatred instead of harmony and love. Satan doesn't want to be worshipped by adopting the qualities of God, but by demanding to be an object of adoration through everything that is evil, obscene, false, absurd, and monstrous. He seeks complete subversion, a subversion, a total devilish and antichristic new world order obtained by means of global coup d'etat imposed under the guise of an engineered planned emergency. The vaccine campaign, lacking any scientific validity, serves first of us all as the apparent legitimization for implementing global tracking and controls. Today, under the pretext of limiting COVID spread, a pretext which is false, because among the reasons the vaccinated can still become infected and be contagious. Yeah. What's the difference between people who had three shots and no shots? You're not fully vaccinated. You're all the same. Whether you've had three shots or no shots, you're all the same. You're not fully vaccinated. You're never fully vaccinated. You're never sanctified. But tomorrow, this campaign aims to expand its reach, extending the green pass to include information used for social credit system to confront a green emergency, which will be likewise false and specious. And he just goes on from there. It's so damn powerful. I'm going to have the full thing linked up on Infowars.com. Oh, it's on band.video already. Yep. Global totalitarianism, a bigger threat than the virus, on the live site news site on band.video. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones.
Our 2021 Cyber Week specials end on Monday, December 6th. That means if you want store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and up to 50% off on our best-selling products like Prostaguard, you have to take advantage of it right now. We also have Vitamin Mineral Fusion sold out for months, back in stock, all the vitamins, all the minerals, the amino acids, so good for your immune system, your entire body, it's 40% off. DNA Force Plus, 40% off. The list goes on and on. Prostaguard with soft palmetto. It's not just good for your prostate, good for all your glands. It's 50% off, again, with free shipping. And some items are even above 50% off. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt, get water filtration, get air filtration. But whatever you do, do your shopping there with patriots that are fighting for all of our collective liberties together. If you shop at the big box stores, you deserve to be a slave. If you shop at InfoWars, you're part of the team fighting for liberty. God bless, and thanks for your support.
Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to Malcolm in Tennessee. Welcome.
Hello, Alex.
Yes, Malcolm.
All right, I'm going to make this quick and real short where the other patriots can get on the line. Alex, I have to promote one thing from one of your co-hosts, Owen Schroyer. Super Male Vitality and Brain Force Plus. Mix those two together, you're an unstoppable tank.
Super Male Vitality really, really works. It's cold-pressed herbs and natural compounds that have never been heated up. And so it has a dramatic effect compared to powdered versions that also work quite well, but just aren't as strong. This is like a very fine wine. In fact, each batch is different. Sometimes it's super strong. Sometimes it's just okay. People are like, why are you selling something and admitting sometimes the batch isn't strong? That's just how it is. It's how it works. So it's always good. It's just sometimes it's like super strong. But yeah, if you want the Rolls Royce at a decent price, then this is it.
I I am a worldly person, meaning I like going to ball games. I like going to concerts. I like going to play golf. I like going out to dinner. I like the metropolitan life. I like everything that comes with this. But see, I have the survival instinct that is to get the hell out of Democrat-run cities, get the hell out of major metropolitan areas, because unless we change course soon, it's all crashing down. Is it time to just move out to the woods? Just time to go get a piece of property in the woods? Just get off grid? Just get the emergency food supplies? Just live off the land? That's the survival instinct. But see, the worldly part of me, that's still probably the majority part of me, says, no. Stay in the city. The survival instinct says, get the hell out of anywhere that would ever notion that you need to get a vaccine or a mask. That's the internal struggle that my guess is a lot of you in the audience are facing as well. But you can at least have some comfort if you have the emergency food supplies. And so we have the best ones at InfoWarsStore.com.
Why do my enemies hate me so much? Why do the globalists hate you so much? Why do they hate America so much? Because it's an idea of freedom that their tyrannical system that they're pushing cannot coexist with. It's very, very simple. For their world government, their anti-human, post-human eugenic system to flourish, freedom and liberty and due process and justice and God-fearing systems must fail. So sure, you didn't start a fight with Bill Gates. You didn't start a fight with David Rockefeller. You didn't start a fight with the UN. They started a fight with you. And they're not going to back down, and they're not going to go away, and they're not going to ever stop their attacks until they have the fear of God put into them. But the average person still doesn't even know about the New World Order or about globalism or about corporate fascism. And it's not until people understand that and that we're under attack that we have any chance of beating these people.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
All right, here's what's going to happen. I'm going to play part of a Tucker Carlson breakdown on the fraud of this whole COVID rollout. We're going to start the second hour. And then I'm going to cover these five stacks of news you see right here that are government documents and admissions that they know the vaccine isn't a vaccine, that erases your immune system and gives you cancer and heart attacks and blood clots. I'm going to show you from the CDC website, from the FDA website, okay? And people are like, well, this is insane. Why are they killing us? Why did Hitler do what he did? Why did Stalin and why did Mao kill, while he was in power, 80 million of his own people? The Chinese government admits that. 86 million is their number. The CIA says he killed 67 million. Who knows? It's like people denying Hitler killed people. Hitler probably killed 20 million people. Hell, the Soviets killed more of their own people than that. So, in a day and age where Wikipedia is taking down links saying the communists killed tens of millions in Russia, saying, well, you can't prove that when it's on record. The same groups are denying that there aren't just two sexes. It's a war on reality, and I got a bunch of examples of that as well that we're going to be getting to next hour. But I'm going to hit all of this. But I wanted to just finish reading from Joe Hoft on the Gateway Pundit. That's just a small part of a transcript of an interview that Archbishop Viago, I wish we had him over here in the U.S., had to say, because everything he says is just true. Everything he says is just on target. He's a real blessing. And he says here, just the end of this transcript, that I was trying to read earlier, we went to break. The vaccine campaign, lacking any scientific validity, serves first of all as an apparent legitimization for implementing global tracking and controls. Yep, that's step one. Today, under the pretext of COVID spread, a pretext which is false, because among other reasons, the vaccinated could still become infected. In fact, they're more likely to spread it and be contagious. But tomorrow, the campaign aims to expand its reach extending the green pass, this is officially announced, that's part two, to include information used as a social credit system and a carbon tax, I would add, to confront a, quote, green emergency. That's the carbon tax, which will be likewise false and spacious. The green pass is being conceived as something like the mark of the beast mentioned in Apocalypse of St. John to allow or forbid people to buy, sell, travel, spend, eat, or live. It's already here. Secondarily, the inoculation of people with experimental genetic serum, that's what it is, that provokes a weakening of our natural immune system, hell, it basically erases it, represents a very grave crime. Yeah, it's like synthetic AIDS, because it turns ordinary healthy people into chronically ill people and consequently into customers for healthcare companies and private care. This situation hugely inflates the profits of the globalist elite and brings the general impoverishment of the population up. You need to go see the full interview. It's right there. So just hear some from Tucker on this, but here's the deal. Joe's almost there. He's basically there. I know privately he gets it all. Tucker's there. So's Viago. And we need to get Rand Paul and others there. And I'm going to talk some about that next hour because there's a video that's gone viral. Jones declares war on Trump if he doesn't say he was misled. Because now with this FDA stuff, I mean, I'm going to go to Mar-a-Lago and bullhorn the place. I've already made calls through. I know Trump knows this stuff. His chief of staff, you know, Meadows has been confronted about it. If Trump doesn't start coming out against this, then he's aiding and abetting and he's signed on to it. And here's the deal. It's not about just bashing Trump. But if he came out against all this, it'd be game over. And I get they might kill him. But, I mean, they might kill me doing this. They're coming after children now. They're injecting millions of children. There's heart attacks and little kids happening. I will not be part of this. I'm not signed on to all this stuff. And by the way, that's a whole other section I'll get to next hour. Everybody's calling me going, oh, my God, they admit the CIA was raping children and running pedophile rings. How'd you know about it? It came out before, back when the FBI wasn't totally controlled. They raided in the 80s the CIA in D.C. running a giant pedophile production facility. I mean, that's all coming up next hour as well. So we're going to be talking about every bit of it here today. Here's part of Tucker Carlson. The full video is on Infowars.com. Tucker Carlson, tyranny is coming unless someone stops the Democrats. COVID power grab. Yeah, I mean, it's actually here. So going along with things makes your life worse, folks. The only hope's getting off the bench. Then we'll play 5 minutes of Tucker, go to break, come back with the second hour. Here it is.
People living in the nation of Mozambique along the southern coast of Africa woke up to pretty surprising news this week. Not a ton has been happening in Mozambique in recent years, but this really rattled them a little bit. The Biden administration informed the people of Mozambique in a presidential proclamation supposedly signed by Biden himself that they are no longer allowed in the United States. Now, something personal, it's Omicron, the new COVID variant that has been used to justify lockdowns around the world. The problem is, and the confusion came from the fact, that there is no Omicron in Mozambique. There's not a single case of it in the country. So it's possible that one of the equity hires at the White House confused Mozambique with Botswana, where the other day two people may possibly have died of Omicron. Either way, Mozambique and Botswana don't even share a border, so people in Mozambique were highly confused and probably a little hurt. Today, Tony Fauci, who was the person, of course, who signed off on this travel ban, was asked about this by an African reporter. You know, Fauci replied, that's a good question, an important question. And then Fauci didn't answer it or even hint at an answer. So as of right now, we still don't know why there is a White House travel ban on Mozambique. Presumably the answer is because it's in Africa. And Africa is where all of this started just a few days ago when the head of the South African Medical Association, a physician called Angelique Coetzee, noted that she had seen patients with a new variant of the coronavirus. Within hours of her saying that, politicians in the United States and many other countries began planning elaborate and highly punitive new measures against their own populations. From her office in Pretoria, Dr. Coetzee watched all of this happen with her jaw open. She was horrified. Quote, I have been stunned at the response, Coetzee wrote today in a piece for the Daily Mail. No one here in South Africa is known to have been hospitalized with the Omicron variant. nor is anyone here believed to have fallen seriously ill with it, end quote. In other words, Omicron, whatever it is far less dangerous than pretty much everything else that's currently going on in South Africa at the moment. But it didn't matter. By this point, the Biden administration had stopped listening to Dr. Angelique Coetzee. They'd gotten what they needed from her, and they moved on. So here's Tony Fauci today announcing that the terrifying scourge of Omicron has reached our shores.
A recent case of COVID-19 among an individual in California was caused by the Omicron variant. The individual was fully vaccinated and experienced mild symptoms, which are improving at this point.
Okay, so let's just parse this just for a moment. A fully vaccinated person in California has Omicron and is doing fine. So what can we conclude rationally from this? Well, obviously, the most stringent COVID restrictions in the country are not stopping the spread. Masking, social distancing, nonstop anxiety, talking about COVID from dawn to dusk. None of it worked. And the vaccines didn't work either. The patient in California had 2 injections and still got Omicron. So maybe the lesson here is viruses are very hard to stop. Sometimes they're virtually impossible to stop because they spread with remarkable efficiency. In the case of coronaviruses, they live in animals, so they're never going away, ever, no matter what. They don't tell you that, but it's true. So given all of those facts, it's possible we'd be better off working on medicines to keep those viruses from killing vulnerable people. That seems like a rational approach to the problem. And yet is the one thing the Biden administration is completely uninterested in doing, no interest whatsoever in doing that. Instead, Biden announced today that the lesson he is drawing from the harmless infection of a fully vaccinated person in the state of California is that this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. They're the ones to blame for it, not the Chinese government, which likely created this virus and has definitely profited from it immensely. No, no, no. Omicron and COVID more broadly, said the president, are the direct responsibility of the 20% of the adult American population, many of whom have natural immunity, who have resisted submitting to his injections. And they must be crushed for that. Now, at this point, it's hardly worth explaining.
All right, we're going to go to break here. And over the next 10 minutes, he really lays it all out. But when we come back, I have the South African president exposing all of this BS as well. Because, see, the globalists want to totally lock Africa down and not let them have any trade to kill hundreds of millions of them of starvation. I told you that the next outbreak will be blamed on Africa a year ago so they could shut them down and kill them. So all you left is signing on to the lockdown. You want to murder hundreds of millions of black people, you murdering trash. This is a great sponsor. We have one of the best deals you're going to find out there on a high-quality, high-rated satellite phone. So you can't be tracked, so you can't be traced, and it'll work anywhere in the world where you can see the sky. You can also buy cheap antennas and things for in your car or in your house that also are on the site. InfoWarsPhone.com. That's just a site that takes you to these folks. They supply the Border Patrol, everybody, with their systems as well. They're amazing folks, and you get a free phone, a $650 value, absolutely free at InfoWarsPhone.com. Smartphones are always tracking everything you do. These aren't. And the calls are free when folks call you. You just pay $99.95 a month for your minutes, 150 minutes. So the calls you were free works like a regular cell phone. You're not being tracked or traced. And I keep one in my car. I've given them to my parents as gifts. Way out in the middle of nowhere where regular phones don't work, they work. InfoWarsPhone.com or 941-955-1020, 941-955-1020, and ask the Alex Jones special.
The COVID-19 face diaper is a symbol of subservience, a symbol of slavery, a symbol of the chains that the medical tyranny combine controlled by the global private corporations has put in place. It is the symbol of the permanent emergency from which we will never emerge. It is the symbol that we are diseased and evil and bad and must cover our diseased criminal faces from the light of the sun. It is the symbol of our complete and total absolute surrender to evil. Ladies and gentlemen, we are crossing the Rubicon now. The entire future destiny of humanity is upon us. Klaus Schwab and the UN admit they're coming out with implantable microchips as part of the world ID and carbon taxes. Things only get worse from here if we submit. They only get better if we resist and say no. Noncompliance, noncompliance, noncompliance.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now into hour number two on this live original Sunday transmission. In 1 hour, Owen Schroyer with Sunday Live takes over. And tomorrow, we got Gary Franchi, who's from Chicago, old friend of mine, very popular talk show host, in studio. I'm going to have dinner to set that up. Okay, ladies and gentlemen. I'll just be honest with you. I get in here and re-research all this stuff and see all the new stuff coming in. And I've got a problem where this is all just overwhelming. I mean, I know it's overwhelming to you as well. We have articles coming up next segment where the government and the corporations know they're killing us and it's on purpose. And I know that's the message of this show, but it's public now. Okay. I mean, it's not even debated. It's like something you've all seen in front of the world happen. Like, we don't know if O.J. Simpson really killed his wife and Ron Goldman, but we know he ran from police in a white Bronco. Or this shirt I'm wearing is navy blue, and the watch I'm wearing has got a army green strap on it. I mean, it's not debatable that this is going on. And so the answer is, what are we going to do about this? Because if I explain that this gets worse as it goes, oh my God, we're into year three, year four, the worst 15 days, the worst part of the 15 days to flatten the curve is the first 2 years. We'll be 2 years into this in a month. It'll be 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 1,000 years. This is never going to end until we're all dead. And they're already saying it's the unvaccinated on all the late night comedy shows and on all the so-called news shows. It's the people that didn't take the shots. They're the villains. Anthony Fauci's not the villain, said Jimmy Kimmel Friday night. It's the unvaccinated. They're murderers. Doesn't matter it's not a vaccine. Doesn't matter it erases your immune system. Doesn't matter it makes you transmit it more. Doesn't matter because that's what it's designed to do. Doesn't matter there's way more deaths worldwide this year than there were last year from the shots. These people have signed on to kill us. Because that's the response of these globalist bankers. And now they're saying, oh, the hospitals are all full of dead and dying from Omicron. That's all made up. It's from the vaccine. And we said a year ago, by next winter, there'll be all these deaths from ADE and these other issues. And they'll say it's a new variant. And sure as hell. Exactly what we said is here. So the next phase, we told you Australia and Germany are a year ahead of us. So Spain, so's Austria. I said a year ago. I said in about a year, Germany will start arresting people that aren't inoculated and take them to FEMA camps, take them to emergency camps. Australia, the same thing. And sure as the sun came up this morning and it's going to set pretty soon this evening, it happened. Because it's all in the UN plans. It's all in the CDC plans. We're just a year or so behind them. So you see them rolling out this winter, the forced inoculations and all this. It'll be here next winter. Or they're going to try it. But because Americans are uppity, Americans think we have basic freedom, they're not getting away with it except in blue cities that aren't America anymore. Where our basic birthrights have been flushed down and destroyed. Now, there's footage everywhere in Germany of them physically attacking anyone that tries to come out at night and not show them their ID or during the day or go to a grocery store. In fact, show the footage we showed earlier for TV viewers. In Germany today, people breaking through the vaccine checkpoint to be able to go to the Christmas fair. Unbelievable. A world ID, the domestication of humans. Tracker systems on phones and leave your house or be able to even talk to your neighbors or have a job. If that isn't something worth fighting against, there is nothing that you'd be willing to fight against. We got so much more coming up in T-Minute 60 Seconds. I'm Alex Jones.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
We are on the march.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Well, I got the video coming up later in the hour. It's on InfoWars.com. Trump at Mar-a-Lago last night called General Milley the puppet anti-American Chinese agent a effing idiot. And he is an effing evil person. But I wish he'd call the poison vaccine effing garbage and say that he'd been effing conned by effing Big Pharma. But that has not happened yet, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, let's start plowing through the massive news and information right now. Where should we start? Maybe this Dr. Robert Malone information, the inventor of mRNA. I mean, why listen to him? He just invented the technology. German data analyst with German data from the government. The higher the vaccination rate, the higher the excess mortality, a doubling in those dying who've been vaccinated. Same thing in the UK. Vaccinated English adults under 60 are dying at twice the rate of unvaccinated people the same age. And then there's the articles and the statistics for listeners and viewers. But don't worry, Fauci says they're coming for the babies now in the new year. Once he says they're eligible, first you're eligible, now you must take it. So just remember a little bit of that in the background before I hit the next news. Fauci forcibly taking children from their parents and testing these concoctions on them until they die. Oh, but that's just a footnote, too. I mean, he's a family man, Jimmy Kimmel told us. He's a good guy. He's not the monster. He's not Joseph Mengele. No, it's the people that don't take the shots. They need to be rounded up. Oh, wait, your own numbers say you're twice as likely to die if you take it and you still transmit it. We're going to arrest you. That's what's happening all over the world. Not in America yet, though they're trying in New York and L.A. and San Francisco. But we had founders that tried to enshrine liberties that were already there, but tried to protect them. Enshrine them. Make them off limits to tyrants and point out to the public that these are things you should defend. And now that's all going out the window, and so is all of our prosperity. Such an important Greg Reese report at band.video. Go to the left-hand corner of band.video and click that and go to the Greg Reese section. You'll see his latest report. Fauci's dead babies and mass graves from the past. Did you know there's mass graves that he ran? In New York City. You don't give those little 2-year-olds, 5-year-olds, 7-year-olds, 10-year-olds, thousands of them. You don't give them a marked grave. That humanizes them. You throw them in a landfill. But it's okay because they tell us all over the news, he's so loving. He's such a good man. We need him. When he ran the Wuhan lab. So let's start going through these headlines, okay? Poll, majority of voters concerned about potential of harmful side effects. That's a big national poll out. but 74% are concerned about it. You can go read all that for yourself. Wow, what extremists. But don't worry. Here's the little weirdo in the Captain Kirk outfit. Biden's Surgeon General says triple vax people should still wear masks this Christmas because they're not safe and can still transmit. Don't worry, though. A new shot's coming. Oh, he always promised this is better than your natural immunity. One shot and you're handled. Now we're up to the third, fourth shot. He says he's just nuts. He's just wordless. Physicians claim 300,000 could suffer from heart conditions caused by post-pandemic stress disorder. It's not a real study. It's not a real disorder. They say there's hundreds of thousands dying in the UK after they get the shots because they're upset about the lockdown. That's why there's a massive increase. Not in their own literature, it's causing heart attacks. Not in their own British government documents and FDA documents that came out even before they started injecting the public because they'd done secret studies. No, 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 no. It's like the billboards on the side of buses. Heart attacks in children, that'll be newborn babies, is totally normal. Wasn't before all these football players and folks falling down with heart attacks. Wasn't normal before. Now it is. UK surgeon remains suspended a year after saying government are using COVID to control people. Wow. Can't say that the grass is green or the sky is blue. That's all up on Infowars.com. Alex Jones declares war on Donald Trump unless he comes out against the corona injection agenda. Go see the video and also, you know, let Rand Paul and all of them know, hey, Rand, you're exposing Fauci created the virus. You're exposing that he's a fraud. Fauci says that the vaccine is way better than natural immunity when natural immunity is 20 plus times better. The study actually says 27 times. That's an Israeli study of 6 million people, one of the best out there. But you still supported it early on. Now you need to come out against the whole thing and admit it's a fraud because now they admit it doesn't give you immunity and erase your immune system. Dr. Paul, I know you're not on the enemy's team. I know you got bamboozled. Don't be arrogant. Trump listened to you, Senator Paul, Dr. Paul. He's one of the main reasons you went with Warp Speed. Admit you were conned, Rand Paul. Your father needs to come out as well. So does Donald Trump. And I'm going to keep hammering this for months. And if you don't, you're going to stand trial at Nuremberg too as well. But I'm not going to sit here and risk my life doing this and not watch you put your skin in the game. And I know they broke your ribs. I know they shot at you. I know you're good, Rand Paul. I know you. The past vaccines, most of them were okay. Some were tainted, but you know it's a real science. You thought, hey, give it to people. We'll save lives. You were conned. But you're not conned now. So, yes, we love you calling for Fauci to spend 5 years in prison. And we love you exposing Wuhan. But go all the way. Go all the way. I mean, I'm facing prison from these people. I'm facing bankruptcy from them because I know there's no future if I don't fight back. You know that too. So believe in America. Believe in America. Have bodyguards, of course. They're going to try to kill you. But believe in America and do the right thing. Believe in the world. Believe in humanity. And again, I love Rand Paul. I love Donald Trump. I really like Ted Cruz. I really like Josh Hawley. I really like Tom Cotton. They all are as smart as I am or smarter. Probably smarter, aren't they? Yeah, probably. In a lot of ways, they are. They know all this. They knew it the whole time. Once the information came out, so they kept it all secret. But once the shot started, and now the literature, you'd have to be hiding in a frickin' cave to not know this. And so we're not going to affect Joe Biden, the evil pedophile globalist Chinese agent. We're not going to get him to stop it. We're not going to get Obama, the evil, degenerate piece of garbage Islamicist. We're not going to get Antifa to stop it. They're evil. They want power. They want to overthrow the system. They want death. They want to make their bones. They're not going to stop. But we can get the governors and the legislators. And I'll say this, Greg Abbott, get with the program more. You come out and become a hero and do the right thing. DeSantis. Is it trying to make people take shots? That's not enough. It was a bad product. It was a fraud. It was a lie. Now a third shot, a fourth shot. Oh, let me tell DeSantis and Paul and Trump and Matt Gaetz and all of them something right now. Let me get this through your heads because, you know, Glenn Beck even gets it now. And I'm like, great, Glenn Beck, we love you. This is the real test of are you evil or are you good? Maybe Glenn Beck thought I was nuts years ago because it sounded extreme. He said that. Now he knows I'm right. So you see what's happening. You want to join Tucker Carlson, Glenn Beck, Alex Jones, all of our ancestors that stood up against evil that were good. Are you from a good family or a bad family? But I want to tell Rand Paul and all the ones still somewhat on the fence, and Paul's doing a lot of great work, okay? He's picked his battles, and I respect him. But the point is, you can't know all this and do all these other good things and then not attack the injection itself and say, okay, we were lied to, it's all a fraud. And Paul, you and Trump and all of you are losing support with your constituents, and they're getting mad at you. I'm not the only one. So we're trying to help you. We're trying to get you to be the men you really are and to go all the way. And so if Rand Paul and others come out and really start saying we were misled about the vaccine, it's not a vaccine, and it's causing major health problems and throws down the gauntlet, we will turn the tide worldwide. I mean, my God, they start in a month and a half forced injections in Germany and other areas. I mean, this is a worldwide corporate plan. We need America to be a leader against this. So I'm willing to do whatever it takes to expose these people peacefully and legally and lawfully. And I really don't want them to fully take over and keep injecting the children and engage in all this mass murder. I really want to stop this, and I know we can. We'll be right back.
Why do my enemies hate me so much? Why do the globalists hate you so much? Why do they hate America so much? Because it's an idea of freedom that their tyrannical system that they're pushing cannot coexist with. It's very, very simple. For their world government, their anti-human, post-human, eugenic system to flourish, freedom and liberty and due process and justice and God-fearing systems must fail. So sure, you didn't start a fight with Bill Gates. You didn't start a fight with David Rockefeller. You didn't start a fight with the UN. They started a fight with you. And they're not going to back down, and they're not going to go away, and they're not going to ever stop their attacks until they have the fear of God put into them. But the average person still doesn't even know about the New World Order or about globalism or about corporate fascism. And it's not until people understand that and that we're under attack that we have any chance of beating these people.
What are champions made of? Here's a man who can show you.
InfoWarsStore.com is simply the best. InfoWarsStore.com beats out all the rest. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139 is the InfoWarsStore hotline. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Our 2021 Cyber Week specials end on Monday, December 6th. That means if you want store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and up to 50% off on our best-selling products like Prostaguard, you have to take advantage of it right now. We also have Vitamin Mineral Fusion sold out for months, back in stock, all the vitamins, all the minerals, the amino acids, so good for your immune system, your entire body, it's 40% off. DNA Force Plus, 40% off. The list goes on and on. Prostaguard with soft palmetto. It's not just good for your prostate, good for all your glands. It's 50% off, again, with free shipping. And some items are even above 50% off. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt, get water filtration, get air filtration. But whatever you do, do your shopping there with patriots that are fighting for all of our collective liberties together. If you shop at the big box stores, you deserve to be a slave. If you shop at InfoWars, you're part of the team fighting for liberty. God bless, and thanks for your support. Our 2021 Cyber Week specials end on Monday, December 6th. That means if you want store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and up to 50% off on our best-selling products like Prostaguard, you have to take advantage of it right now. We also have Vitamin Mineral Fusion sold out for months, back in stock, all the vitamins, all the minerals, the amino acids, so good for your immune system, your entire body, it's 40% off. DNA Force Plus, 40% off. The list goes on and on. Prostaguard with soft palmetto. It's not just good for your prostate, good for all your glands. It's 50% off, again, with free shipping. And some items are even above 50% off. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt, get water filtration, get air filtration. But whatever you do, do your shopping there with patriots that are fighting for all of our collective liberties together. If you shop at the big box stores, you deserve to be a slave. If you shop at InfoWars, you're part of the team fighting for liberty. God bless, and thanks for your support.
They know. Noncompliance, noncompliance, noncompliance.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
The United Nations told us decades ago they'd use a virus to bring in world government. You're like, oh, show us some documents. Operation Lockstep, Rockefeller Foundation. Want more? We'll give them to you. We're going to show you FDA documents. Thousands dying at just the beginning of the gene therapy injections that began this year. And now the evil, wicked, sick, big tech corporate combine is suppressing even mainline science, even the American Heart Association has had their tweets blocked and have been threatened to be suspended for publishing what is on the Pfizer and Moderna injections that now it can cause a heart attack or myocarditis. That's premeditated evil. That's making sure they can maim you, making sure they can kill you as part of their greedy, hateful business plan. And you know, where's the FBI? Nowhere. They're all bought off at the top. Who creates the memos that go out to the big six tech companies so they all work in lockstep, hence the term lockstep, Operation Lockstep, to suppress this? This is all a giant depopulation operation because they believe they're saving the earth. And a lot of people have been pre-programmed to think, well, there are too many people. Oh, did you know you're on the chopping block too? Oh, I guess you didn't. So since you think you should die, go ahead and take as many shots as you want, and you will die pretty quick. In a horrible, degenerate fashion, they'll suck all the money out of you. Just don't do it to children, you murderers. You're into death, you're into Satanism, kill yourself, not us. Children offered secret ride to vaccine clinic, RT reports, and it's on the Canadian news. I reported this 6-8 months ago, but it's also happening in San Francisco, where they take children as young as 12 without parental consent and get them injected. Oregon may actually make its mask mandate permanent. Here's links to the Oregon government announcing, oh, it's just best to wear a mask always outside, just like you wear a seatbelt. I told you that 21 months ago, because I know their plans about 18 months ago, that the New York Times and CNN said, oh, it's just like seatbelts. Oh, yes. It's a symbol you're dirty, a symbol you're bad, a symbol that you are horrible, and that gives you bacterial pneumonia. It doesn't protect you. It's just the symbol of the cult, the permanent cult. Biden is spotted maskless at D.C. restaurant after saying he caught a cold from his grandson, Bo Jr. What were you doing, kissing him like you do the rest of your children? You know what I mean? I don't mean like kissing him normal. Even more key Democrats are getting caught up in engaging in mask hypocrisy. Pelosi, two more times last week. Well, she's a royal empress. She doesn't wear a mask. UFC legend Conor McGregor calls for Ireland to leave the EU over COVID restrictions, says it's a police state, not a free country anymore. Pro-vaxxers triggered after country music legend reveals he won't get the vax, joins Eric Clapton and many others, saying, I won't play at any venue that makes everybody have the vaccine. That's Dale Watson. Berlin Wall of COVID, supermarkets and Austria fence off vaxxed from unvaxxed. Tell everyone they're not allowed to go anywhere but the grocery store if they're unvaxxed. And then still there, they're checked and harassed. Total crap. Meanwhile, the numbers are exploding in all the super vaxxed areas. Some islands like Gibraltar are 100% highest rates in the world. Highest rate states, Vermont and then Maine. Highest rates of vaccinations. Have the highest rates of sickness, illness, hospitalization. Because what do the scientists say? The vaccine creates the spike protein that the virus itself creates. Oh, and I'll show you some studies from the FDA in a moment. South African official, COVID cases in children are mild. People should be less fearful, but they aren't. They love to get scared. And it goes on from there. Remember that German doctor famously that was on a Facebook live feed with tens of thousands of people watching? Medical doctor, Dr. Andreas Nowak, with he and his wife, they SWAT team him for being online speaking out, because in Australia and Austria and Germany and Spain, you're not allowed to criticize. England's trying to pass a law right now or tell the truth about the deadly injections because you're such a free country. Well, he got beaten up. It sounds like they said Men in Black, Antifa police beat him to death 2 days ago. Full information on Infowars.com. German doctor murdered hours after exposing graphene hydroxide in vaccines. And it's graphene oxide. Report, Biden secretly deporting thousands of illegal aliens out of South Texas airports to other destinations in the United States. A really important John Bowne report, totalitarians mandate tyranny worldwide. We aired that at the start of the show. At the start of Sunday Live, in 35 minutes, it's going to air again. I suggest you all grab it. I suggest you all share it. The most powerful 4-minute, 55-second boil down you're going to see anywhere. It's also at man.video. Thank you, Dr. Joe Rogan. UFC's Dana White credits Joe Rogan ivermectin for rapid COVID recovery. South Korea sees record high COVID-19 cases, deaths, despite country's high vaccination rate. Omicron variant shares genetic code with common cold, researchers say. Omicron more transmissible, less severe due to common cold mutation, but they don't care. Spanish investigation finds vaccine passports have no impact on infection rates. Of course, it's all to track and control you. COVID outbreak on U.S. cruise ship despite fully vaxxed passengers. They're having super sickness on board. Isn't that interesting? Watch Paris police check proof of vaccination while diners eat. Same thing in Germany. Same thing in Australia. Coming here. Unified, global, corporate plan. These leaders aren't French leaders or German leaders or Spanish leaders or Mexican leaders when they do this. They're globalist leaders. But the Mexican president has said it's a power grab and dangerous, and the vaccine attacks your immune system. And guess who else has come out and said you shouldn't be made to take a forced inoculation to buy or sell or live? Guess who else? Here's the South African president refuses vaccine mandate and vaccine passports. This is Cyril Ramaphosa.
This vaccine, I want to repeat, nobody will be forced to take this vaccine. Nobody will be forbidden from traveling to wherever they want to travel to, including from enrolling at school or from taking part in any public activity if they have not been vaccinated.
By the way, I'm not saying that president's perfect, but he's the one that arrested some of the communists that wanted to overthrow and kill all the white people, so... And he obviously doesn't want to inject everybody there and basically give them a little bioweapon disease. So good for him over there in South Africa. Hopefully he comes out all the way against the New World Order. Okay. I have not gotten into the documents yet, but we will when we return. The big documents, you know, that we covered on Tuesday, that now on all the major big tech platforms from Reddit to Instagram, to Facebook, to YouTube, to Google, to Twitter, everywhere, they are blocking it. They don't want you to know. Remember, the FDA was like, we do not want to give the public these documents on the injections on the Pfizer shot. And the federal judge said, well, you're going to release, you know, 500 pages a month of the hundreds of thousands of pages. And the first group came out in big tech's like doing their job to make sure consumers can't find out they're being killed and to make sure we get hurt as bad as possible. They are terrorists helping kill everybody. They are murderers. We've all heard about the pastor and his famous statement from inside a concentration camp in World War II that when they came for one group, he wasn't part of that group, so he didn't stand up. And then when they came for another group, he wasn't part of that group, so he didn't stand up. And finally, when they came for him, there was nobody else to stand up. Well, the global social credit score that China's putting in, that's banning people to 3 hours of video games a week, and if you criticize the government, you can never buy or sell again. Well, that's being brought here and all over the world under the guise of COVID
vaccine passports. They even admit it. Now they're saying it's going to be a carbon tax attached to it. They're going to track where you go and what you do and decide where you can go and what you can do. That's what the lockdowns are about. You'll accept that. You'll accept anything. So again, the left is having fun right now with all the censorship and tyranny, pretending like they're part of the power structure. But they're all going to be targeted by this nightmare as well. We need to get back to basic human rights and promote them, or all of us will be enslaved by this horrible technocracy run by the globalists.
UN-run contact tracers aren't coming. They're here. All over the world, from Australia to the United States, from Canada to Germany. These tyrants are tracking everything you do, everywhere you go, and then coming to your house and threatening, in some cases, actually taking people away into the night to their facilities. And they're planning in the next year to expand their shield process, where they come and take, quote, healthy people away and put them in facilities for their safety. This is nothing less than martial law. And one big thing you can do to fight back is to get high-quality Faraday cages, many of which are made here in America and are very compliant, meaning U.S. government military grade, at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the entire line of Silent Pocket ready to ship to you when you visit InfoWarsStore.com. Again, we have big backpacks. We have special dry bags. We've got them for cell phones. We've got them for laptops. We've got them for iPads. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. So protect your privacy today and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
The purpose of fear is to call us into action, and there is plenty to be afraid of today. Half the population has lined up for an untested, deadly, and debilitating experimental injection because they were told to be afraid of an invisible asymptomatic disease. The perpetrators of all this have clearly stated their goal of having 80% of the population hooked up to an artificial intelligence hive mind in less than 9 years. For those of us who have awoken from the spell, we know this is all really happening, and it's unbelievably unsettling to see. But there is only two things to do. We continue sounding the alarm because it's a numbers game. If enough people awaken from the cult spell, then we win. But even when we win, and we eventually will, the days of convenience are soon coming to an end. And so we must prepare. Get up to a year's worth of storable foods, water filtration, survival gear, seeds, shortwave radios, and life-saving knowledge at InfoWarsStore.com.
Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to Malcolm in Tennessee. Welcome.
Hello, Alex.
Yes, Malcolm.
All right, I'm going to make this quick and real short where the other Patriots can get on the line. Alex, I have to promote one thing from one of your co-hosts, Owen Schroyer. Super Male Vitality and Brain Force Plus. Mix those two together, you're an unstoppable tank.
Super Male Vitality really, really works. It's cold-pressed herbs and natural compounds that have never been heated up. And so it has a dramatic effect compared to powdered versions that also work quite well, but just aren't as strong. This is like a very fine wine. In fact, each batch is different. Sometimes it's super strong. Sometimes it's just okay. People are like, why are you selling something and admitting sometimes the batch isn't strong? That's just how it is. It's how it works. So it's always good. It's just sometimes it's like super strong. But yeah, if you want the Rolls Royce at a decent price, then this is it.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
So, the entire global corporate system is working around the clock to suppress this broadcast. And they flipped out 3.5 years ago and just went crazy. And then we're hyperventilating on national TV saying he's got to be taken off air. He's too dangerous. Oh, my God. They had emergency meetings with all the big tech heads they admitted they had. And I went and noticed what it was I said when they did that. And it was, you're not going to go out to the ballpark anymore. They're going to make you wear masks. They're going to forcibly inject you. It's Operation Lockstep. They're going to use a virus to bring in worldwide UN control. And they... by then, we're paying attention. When I was saying it 10 years ago, 20 years ago, they're like, oh, that's just some crazy guy. They won't listen to him. But by then, when we helped get Trump elected, they were like, you got to shut him up. But see, now they got to shut you up. They got to shut everybody up, and not just online, but in the third dimension, on the ground. And they're trying. I mean, in Germany and places, they're going to people's houses and killing them. A lot of activists have been killed in Canada. And Trudeau says he wants to be a dictator like China. When somebody says, I want to be a dictator like Xi Jinping, Xi Jinping killed tens of millions of his own people, conservatively 60-plus million. The CIA says 60-something million. The Chinese say he killed 80-something million. But let's just go with a low number so it's more manageable here. 60-plus million. So, and people can't ever believe when this happens to them. They just can't believe it's happening. People ask why persecuted groups in Germany, when Hitler got in power in 33 and slowly turned up the heat for 7 years, why they stayed there. Because it's done incrementally, ladies and gentlemen. I'm trying to save the country as fast as I can, but this is a global thing. If there was some free country run by a patriot I could run to, I'd do it. But Bolsonaro's hanging on by his fingernails. But if he could fix Brazil, I'd move down there. I mean, I love America, but I'm ready to give up on it, folks. If there was an alternative, there's not. So everybody always bashes America all day. We are still, of the entire major countries in the world, the freest, most open society in the world and have the least COVID restrictions, because it's not how our background has been set up. It's not what our Bill of Rights and Constitution says. So you better believe that we're the best house in a bad neighborhood. That's why I love this republic, man. You I mean, you think it's bad? You hadn't seen anything what's going on. I mean, Latin America, most of those countries have been under lockdown for 20 months. Australia's been in lockdown for over 20 months. Germany, over 20 months. They were approaching the 600-day mark a few weeks ago. Guys, look up how many days Germany's been under lockdown. I think it's gone past 600 days. And I got the articles. I just read them to you. Oh, it's, by the way, it's COVID's forever. Bloomberg headline. Oh, mask are forever. AP. And then there's this. Here it is out of Fox News. It's finally in the last few days since it broke on Monday. I've learned about it Tuesday. Got some attention. But where did it break? The FDA got ordered by a federal judge last week. 7, 8, 9 days ago, you know, Friday before last. 8, 9 days ago, got ordered to release these documents. Remember the headlines in Reuters everywhere? Oh, FDA wants 55 years to release any Pfizer or Moderna documents. But these were Pfizer, this particular suit. And even Reuters said, it's so wonderful. It works so well. Why not? I went and looked today because I heard about it. And the crew went and looked, and we found it. We're going to show it all to you here. You know what they did to the prominent Twitter accounts that linked to this? They banned them. And now they're saying they're going to ban the American Medical Association if they say anything. And they have already threatened to ban and already restricted and already banned some of the links put out by the American Heart Association. They already restrict Senator Paul when he talks about the Israeli study, 27 times better natural immunity than these shots. See, that's not martial law coming. Martial law's here. Old Johnny Cash said, I hear the train a-coming. It's rolling round the bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison. And time keeps dragging on. Well, you're going into the globalist prison, and the train isn't coming. The train just ran over us. So Representative Norman demands FDA release COVID vaccine data in 100 days. Says, no, you're not going to release 500 pages a month, which the way the judge did it still times out to over 50 years. Meanwhile, we hear about two parents that might have let their teenager get a gun. They're on every channel. Oh, look, forget the guy that ran over all the people and killed a bunch in Waukesha. He's black, so we'll talk about it. But look, the white parents are guilty. Look, white people are killing everyone. White people, white people. Meanwhile, the real globalists, that I guess are mainly white people, with some Chi-Coms mixed in, they are running around depopulating people, killing people in front of you, and we can't even get it covered. And if you try to talk about it, you get banned. Representative Norman demands FDA release COVID vaccine data in 100 days. Oh, they don't personalize and humanize on all these channels, all the people damaged by these so-called vaccines. No, no, no. Here's another one. Court orders FDA to comply with Foyer and release information on Pfizer EUA. First batch of documents shows 1,200 plus vaccine deaths in just the first 90 days. And it's a lot worse than that. They admit they filtered out most of the deaths. Pfizer COVID jab killed more than 1,200 people within 90 days. Now, here's the popular Israeli researcher that put it out, Gal Shalev. But Gal Shalev went viral pointing out the FDA documents and simply pointed out some pages that were accurate. They've been banned on Twitter for daring to show the public an FDA document. That's Twitter aiding and abetting mass murder. But it's okay because a guy with brown skin runs it, so he's allowed to be involved in all the mass murder. Here's Gal Shalev. Gal Shalev was permanently suspended from Twitter today when his tweet blew up virally after sharing Pfizer docs handed to FDA. Well, that's the message. You better just get on board with killing everybody or you'll be banned. Let's get Gal Shalev on the show ASAP, please. That's a priority, okay? Because those that get censored, we need to magnify. How dare him not want to stay permanently locked down in Israel? Oh, but look, we have his tweets saved. We have the tweets saved. Let's read what they don't want us to see from Gal Shalev. Number one bombshell. As ordered by the courts, the FDA must release the data it's based to EUA for the Pfizer shot. The FDA released the documents, the courts to keep the information confidential. Let me start over. I try to hurry up, then I run over this stuff too fast. Number one bombshell. As ordered by the courts, the FDA must release the date it based its EUA for the Pfizer shot. The FDA requested the courts to keep the information confidential for no or less for 55 years. The court returned with an order to release 500 documents a month. Number two, we start with the first release of the 30 pages of adverse events, including death. How this product wasn't taken off the shelf within the first months is beyond me. Not allowed to say that, son. You're banned. 1,227 deaths by February reported. These are Pfizer and FDA documents. Here come the Twitter police. Number three, looking at the amount of adverse events recorded for the 42,000 is jaw-dropping. What's worse, out of the recorded AEs, about 137 is death. This is insane. And that's not 137, that's 1.37 out of the 42,000, so thousands. The FDA admits these are ONKE recorded AE that are considered above mild. There was so much more that wasn't released. Number four, please keep in mind these are adverse events recorded in the first 3 months alone from December 1st to February 28th. By all means, and confirmed by Pfizer, these are only recorded AEs, adverse events, and therefore it might be a small sample of the true number. Number five, it goes on to talk about spontaneous abortions, miscarriages, deaths, all of it. Read it for yourself.
Our 2021 Cyber Week specials end on Monday, December 6th. That means if you want store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and up to 50% off on our best-selling products like Prostaguard, you have to take advantage of it right now. We also have Vitamin Mineral Fusion sold out for months, back in stock, all the vitamins, all the minerals, the amino acids, so good for your immune system, your entire body, it's 40% off. DNA Force Plus, 40% off. The list goes on and on. Prostaguard with Saw Palmetto. It's not just good for your prostate, good for all your glands. It's 50% off, again, with free shipping. And some items are even above 50% off. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt, get water filtration, get air filtration. But whatever you do, do your shopping there with patriots that are fighting for all of our collective liberties together. If you shop at the big box stores, you deserve to be a slave. If you shop at InfoWars, you're part of the team fighting for liberty. God bless, and thanks for your support.
God created each and every one of us with free will. But we look at the world system now openly announcing the mark of the beast. Everything that it's attempting to do is built around getting rid of our free will and making us bow down and submit and turn our very bodies, our very productivity, our very genetics, our very future over to them.
They want control of procreation. They want control of the relationships between men and women. They want to bring a form of living death to our society and our civilization. All of us were formed and made in God's mind, in God's image, and given free will. And make no mistake, all of you alive today were created by God to be alive in this special time so that you could make the right decision in free will and stand against evil. And then, for eternity, win the great birthright prize of being aligned with God.
So when I first started taking Survival Shield, basically I was 275 pounds. I was overweight. I had brain fog like you wouldn't believe. I was barely holding on to a job. And I heard Dr. Group on your show and I listened to it. So the first one I got was the original Survival Shield, the X1. And it worked pretty good. And then shortly thereafter, you came out with X2. You had, you know, with a deeper source, you know, and I got really excited about that. So I took it. And man, in 2 weeks, I went from brain fog to like literally like my brain was enlightened. You know, I could think again, I could connect with people again. And over the course of the next couple of years, I got my health back and I religiously take basically all of your supplements. They're all absolutely amazing supplements. The one I like recently is Knockout. It'll literally, like, if you want to sleep, just take it. It's amazing. It works. But anyway, so the point is we have to get ourselves clean. We have to break free of the globalist system. And the only way to do that is to take our own health into our own hands.
Beautifully said, brother. I thank you so much for your call and Godspeed.
What are champions made of? Here's a man who can show you.
InfoWarsStore.com is simply the best. InfoWarsStore.com beats out all the rest. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139 is the InfoWarsStore hotline. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
I hear the train coming. It's rolling around a bit. And I ain't seen the sunshine. I don't know when.
I'm stuck in COVID prison. And time keeps dragging on. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen.
But that train keeps rolling.
On down to San Antonio. I was just a baby. Stop right there. So, getting serious here, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to show you the actual FDA documents. You can see it for yourself. This is just the first 30 pages they released. I guess tomorrow they'll release a little more. And it just says everything that we just broke down there on massive miscarriages, massive deaths, massive heart attacks, massive strokes, all of that right there that the system is trying to suppress. And Congress is saying, hey, release it all. Yeah, that's what Rand Paul needs to do. But he hasn't gotten to saying the vaccine's a fraud. He just says, oh, your learned immunity's better. And they censor him for that. No, no, Paul, you were con. This isn't a vaccine. It's deadly. You were wrong. You were wrong. Let's continue. In secret vaccine contracts with governments, Pfizer took hard line. And it actually admits even in Yahoo News that Pfizer has secret agreements with the U.S. government that Trump signed where they run the media and run responses and are giving liability protection. And it's the same thing all over the world. Here's the Washington Post. In secret vaccine contracts with governments, Pfizer took hard line to push for profit. It's not profit, it's control. Pfizer has the power to silence governments and maximize profits, consumer group alleges. Alleges? Pfizer's alarming power to silence governments. I mean, they're silencing the American Heart Association. Can't come out and tell you what the damn insert says. And what do they tell them? You're not allowed to talk. Only Fauci or the WHO. So let me show you this next little tidbit. And as I mentioned, it's a short 3.5 minute report by Greg Reese on Band.video that everybody should share and get out there. Because I know the audience is highly awake here, but we need to reach people that aren't awake. That's the key to all this. That's the whole point. Exclusive. Forgotten monument to dead orphans from Fauci's torturous and deadly AIDS testing is located in New York State. Heartbreaking photos of the thousands of children they killed and the mass grave. So everybody freaks out about keeping dogs, beagles alive with flesh-eating, you know, bugs, because Fauci likes that. But what about the children and their own illegal experiments on healthy children, killing them? That used to be in the mainstream news, but they won't touch it now because they're totally bought and paid for. Big Pharma bought up and took control of big media and big tech and now are unified against us, killing us. They don't just want the money. They want the power. Government tested AIDS drugs on foster children. NBC News, including lethal ones. 2005, Fauci ran it. Showing people these NBC headlines. Look at that. Now you understand how they operate in the revolving door. Not only did Fauci's NIAID harm dogs, foster children also died during HIV research. NIH-tested AIDS drugs on foster children, including totally healthy ones. They would try to escape. They would chain them down until they died. Oh, but Greece to fine elderly, 114 for every month they remain unvaccinated. Oh. And it goes on and on and on. You see, what they did to the foster children, they're now externalizing on everybody. And these new injections erase your immunity and turn your white blood cells off on record. Israel's already onto their fourth and fifth shot. What's the only thing the vaccinated and the unvaccinated have in common? None of you are fully vaccinated. You're never fully vaccinated until you're 6 feet under and dead. We're going to fight this. We're going to stand together. You know, I've got to give support to a lot of prominent people that I've talked to who are fighting this, and they just say, it feels like we've gone too far. There's no return. And that's the way the universe works. No, the globalists have gone too far, and they can't stop, and we can't stop either because we're not signing on to all this evil. But, yes, you're living in incredible times. You're living with a world government that bought up the media and big pharma and big tech, literally murdering everybody. The politicians get the word. They don't take the shots. It's for us, not for them. Now, let me show you the next big group of news articles that I've got here in the stack that are so incredibly important. I had my whole stack on the Ghislaine Maxwell cover-up and the pedophiles and the government's running those and the CIA running the child kidnapping rings. And for some reason, I'm having trouble finding it in my stacks here, but let me just go through these headlines and then we'll be able to find them. We'll be able to find them regardless. Yeah, let's just run through all these and I'll find them one way or the other. Here it is, Zero Hedge. Biden infrastructure bill includes passive monitoring vehicle kill switch mandates for automakers. People just can't believe that was actually in the bill we told you. And it says so they can remotely monitor you and kill your car. Oh, but the prisons are wide open. The borders are wide open, but you're going to have AI watching you. They get rid of the police. They get rid of the society. And when you don't behave, they just turn your vehicle off. It's AI controlling. Former CNN host Chris Cuomo is accused of sexual misconduct in the media. How about accused of covering up his brother's mass murder in nursing homes by shipping COVID patients there? But they use the smokescreen of the sexual harassment. FedFest, white supremacist group who staged march on Capitol, ridiculed as FBI PSYOP. You got to see the article on Infowars.com. I mean, what is the Lincoln Project 2.0, you know, dressed up like this? They even wear the same stupid uniforms. San Francisco restaurant refuses to serve cops, claim guns make them uncomfortable. Never seen anything like it. Los Angeles residents stunned as violent crime creeps into wealthier communities. It isn't creeping. It's rushing in. Bob Dole dies. Robots are now able to replicate. What does this mean for humanity? It means look out. Video, InfoWars crashes, Beto rally last night in Austin. Owen Schroeder did a great job. That video is on InfoWars. He'll be coming up next hour playing some of that. Let's continue. Supply chain issues now causing shortages of heart medications, antibiotics, cancer, and drugs. But the Democrats respond now by saying, quote, inflation like greed is good. Big articles out of that. Big articles in NBC, Associated Press, New York Times, all promoting inflation. Well, it's good for the bankers. They use it to buy everything up and then leave us the debt. Isn't that just incredible? Here's another double thinks headline. Pro-lifers slam New York Times guest essay over claim that adoption can be more traumatic than abortion. Being chopped up and killed is better than having loving people adopt you. You see that? It's bioethics. Oh, you have a miserable life. We're going to go ahead and kill you. You'll be better never existing. Dark winter looms for Pennsylvanians as power bills set to soar and they cut off coal production. And it goes on and on and on. Oh, but all the big bankers, they're all getting raises as fast as they can, ladies and gentlemen. Democrat politicians renew calls to pack the U.S. Supreme Court. Add more liberal judges. Yeah. Hugo Chavez did it. Why not do it here, ladies and gentlemen? Oh, here's the stack. I'll have to cover this first thing on the show tomorrow. There's so much on this. I can't really do this justice right here at the end. But look, slip of the tongue temporarily derails Ghislaine Maxwell trial. Child sex abusers at CIA avoiding prosecution, protected by the CIA. CIA files say stabbers committed sex crimes involving children. They weren't prosecuted. Oh, really think so? German experiment that placed foster children with pedophiles, over 30,000 of them over 30 years. 30 years in one city alone, happened all over the country, placing them with 30,000 pedophiles. Biggest publication in Germany. That's what's at the bottom of this rat hole, of this spider web, of this Satanism. And now they don't want to just rape your children. They want to poison them and erase their immune system and give them blood clots and prion disease. Yeah, it's crazy. It's wild. And it's all here, ladies and gentlemen. And we tried to warn everybody. So stand up, speak out against it, and be prepared. Just thank God you live in areas that aren't as bad off as places like Germany and Australia. But once they make them fall, they're coming here. So we got to save them over there to save ourselves over here. Plus, they're humans made by God, and we should love them and support them. Same thing with the new lockdowns in Africa are designed to cause more mass starvation and death as well. If we don't stand up for them, God won't stand up for us. Separately, tomorrow is the last day of store-wide free shipping and double Patriot points on things like DNA Force Plus and Vitamin Mineral Fusion and all of it. So get those big discounts now, and it funds this operation, InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, if your local station doesn't carry Sunday Live every Sunday, 6 to 8 p.m. with Owen Schroeder, they should. And it's coming up. You can find it at InfoWars.com/show and band.video. And, of course, on the front page of InfoWars.com, the live feeds are right there. Owen's coming up. Special reports up front you don't want to miss. Stay with us.
Frank and North. I have a question to ask you. Why would you spend your money this Christmas season to buy gifts for friends and family and loved ones with the establishment, with the big corporations that are dedicated to waging war on all of our freedoms and suppressing us and forcing medical tyranny on us? I've never backed down to tyranny, and we've had incredible successes fighting them thanks to your support. But now, as 2021 comes to a close, I want to encourage you now more than ever to support the truth. And you do that at InfoWarsStore.com. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points running right now. Huge deals on Vitamin Mineral Fusion, and DNA Force Plus, and Lung Cleanse, and Turbo Force. And these are really amazing, high-quality products that also fund the InfoWar. The only way you fail is not taking action.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses.
They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our pollen block chewable tablets.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.